Ever since the Conditional Movement Control Order, CMCO, was implemented starting the 4th of May, there has been an increase in road accidents resulting in a rise in injuries and deaths as well. In his daily press conference, Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said this was based on the statistics provided by the Federal Police Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department. He said that 5,498 road accidents and 58 deaths were recorded in the first phase of MCO between 18 and 31 March, with an average of 392.7 road accidents daily. However, the number has increased drastically with an average of 738 road accidents per day during the CMCO. Police data have shown that there was a total of 5,904 cases with 68 deaths reported between May 5 and 12, 8 days. Dr. Noor Hisham said, from May 13 until June 9, a total of 25,251 road accidents were recorded, with 231 deaths reported, average of 738 road crashes daily. The ministry's hospitals had initially recorded a 65-75% decrease in road accident cases involving injuries during the MCO period compared to pre-MCO, according to NST. However, as movement restrictions began to lift resulting in an increase in the number of vehicles on the road, the number of injuries from road accidents has shown a 30% increase during CMCO. The increase in accident rates is worrying and expected to further increase as there would be more vehicles on the road, Dr. Noor Hisham said. The Health Ministry is concerned with the safety of the public, especially those commuting daily for work, following the reopening of economy, social and other sectors. Apart from injuries and deaths, road accidents also contributed to the increase in usage of health facilities at hospitals, leading to an increase in the number of patients treated at the emergency ward. There will also be an increase in blood transfusion needed normally done for victims with severe injuries. Dr. Noor Hisham then urged the public to drive carefully and avoid driving when tired. Also read, price control for RON95 petrol and diesel in Malaysia has been revoked. You have reached the end of this story.